Chapter 14. Captured. Earlier that day, Celestia's sun began to rise, signaling the beginning of a brand new day. But for three ponies, it was just a direct continuation of the previous, for they did not wake in comfortable beds or greeted by loved ones. For those three ponies were continuing their trek across a barren wasteland, endlessly tailing a group of changelings.
"Where the hay are they going?" Longshot growled. "We've been going all night, and they've done nothing of interest but walk! Lots and lots of walking!"
"Longshot."
"Yeah, boss?"
"Shut up,"
Shining Armor deadpanned. But Shining knew Longshot was right. The group ahead had just been walking continuously, with seemingly no purpose. He could feel that something wasn't right. "Hold up, they've stopped," Vladimir informed the others, holding up his hoof to signal them. Looking around quickly, Shining spotted a nearby cluster of rocks to both hide and keep a vantage point over the changelings.
That outcropping over there, move it!
Quickly, the three stallions scampered over to the nearby rocks and ducked behind them.
"Ah, it's about time," Longshot gasped as he took a swig of water. "I needed the rest."
Shining turned to his lunar counterpart.
"Vlad, how's our supplies?"
"Holding steady. We should be good for a while yet. Though I'd really like those changelings to hurry up. I'm a nocturnal creature. I'm not meant to be wandering through a sun-heated desert during the day."
Shining looked at the two in front of him. Between the heat and lack of sleep, both of them were exhausted. And Shining couldn't say he was doing any better.
"When we get back, perhaps we should include wasteland survival into the standard guard training program," Vladimir suggested.
"Great. You can call it the Wasteland Survival Guide. It'll be a hit, I'm sure. We need to shove the new recruits into the Badlands and hope for the best," Longshot remarked. Shining just rolled his eyes, but didn't have the energy to reprimand the wise-cracking sergeant. Still, Vlad's suggestion may not be such a terrible idea. It was not hard to imagine that the hostilities between Equestria and the Hive would kick off into all-out war.
"No, don't think like that right now. For right now, twilight is all that matters."
Shining looked up into the morning sky, silently praying his sister was okay. Longshot unholstered his crossbow and peered over the top of the jagged rocks, looking at the other group through his weapon scope.
"What are they doing?"
"Huh?"
"I asked, what are they doing now?"
"They're just standing there and talking. That's all they're doing. That's all they ever do, is just stand there and talk. And when you ask me again in 5 minutes..." Both Shining and Vlad were caught off guard as Longshot suddenly stopped talking. Sharing a quick glance, they turned back to him.
"Longshot?"
Guys, you may want to look at this." Both captains scrambled to Longshot's side and looked over in the direction of the changeling group. Said group was now undisguised, staring right at them, and had themselves set up in a defensive formation. The sound of wings buzzing could now be heard. Shining nudged Longshot in the side.
"They spotted you, didn't they?"
"Hey, they all turned around and looked directly at me. It's like they knew we were here the whole time,"
Longshot protested. And then, Longshot's words finally registered in all three.
"The whole time,"
Longshot muttered. Vladimir sighed in exasperation.
"This is a trap, isn't it?"
Shining sighed.
"I think so, yes.
They're right behind us, aren't they?"
"Probably."
Slowly, all three turned their heads back around to the small hiding spot created by the rocks. Sure enough, standing there, lining the top of the outcropping, was another group of heavily armed and very smug-looking changelings.
"Ugh, well, horse apples." The changeling sprung forwards at the group, fangs bearing down onto them. Shining did a quick 180 and bucked the first changeling in the face, sending both him and several teeth flying. But a moment later, a flash of green light barreled straight towards him. His magenta aura burst to life around his horn, as Shining brought up a shield to intercept the spell. Shining saw Longshot and Vlad jump to the side as more putrid green bolts were launched through the air at the equestrians, coming from both the changeling squad and the three they were previously following. Dodging the spellfire, Longshot found himself just outside the cover. He quickly brought up his crossbow, aimed, and pulled the trigger. Just as the bolt was let loose, a changeling got in close and knocked his hoof to one side, causing the shot to go wide. The two struggled for a few moments before Longshot whacked him around the face with the stick of his favorite weapon. With that changeling dazed, two others piled forwards to take his place, not giving Longshot enough time to reload. One of his would-be assailants was suddenly knocked to the ground as Captain Vlad smacked into him headfirst. This caused the second to hesitate, seeing his friend go down so quickly. Longshot took the opening as a chance to give him a strong blow to the top of his head. He went down like a sack of spuds.
Thanks, Vlad,
Longshot thanked, breathing heavily. The Thestral looked up to respond, only to be hit straight in the face by a bolt of sickly green magic. Longshot swung around to see the changeling he dazed earlier now up and hissing threateningly, his horn smoking from a recently fired spell. Behind him, the original changeling group moved up to surround the EUP sergeant.
Ah, crap!
Shining Armor blasted another group of the changelings away with a powerful blast, sweat dripping down his fur. Twilight may be the magical powerhouse of the family, but he was no slouch either. Without warning, another black figure jumped at him, only to receive a hoof to the face.
How did we not notice a group this large?
Shining finally managed to pick up his sword from their discarded equipment and supplies, and swung it at the same changeling as before, as he made another attempt, slashing across his carapace. The changeling hissed in pain and made a hasty retreat away from the Solar Captain. Panting, Shining scrambled out of the rocks and prepared for more combat. To his horror, he was met by at least half a dozen changelings, holding spears to the throats of both of his friends. Vlad lay unconscious on the floor, while a now disarmed Longshot simply shrugged against the three holding him down. Shining gazed at him disbelievingly.
"Surrender now, Captain Armor!"
One of the guards, the leader by the looks of him, hissed while pressing his weapon closer to Longshot's throat, drawing a little blood. Shining stared at the sight a little longer. He took in the state of his friends, and the changeling force now surrounding him. He was still somewhat surprised they knew his name, before considering his own role in the attack on Canterlot. He begrudgingly thrust his splay down into the sand and sat on his haunches in defeat. A changeling quickly raced up to the defeated unicorn and placed a magic suppression ring onto his horn. Straps were tied around Vlad's wings, and the unconscious Thestral was swung onto the back of one of the stronger changelings. Longshot and Shining Armor were herded together in the middle of a circle of their foes, with Vlad being quickly chucked unceremoniously beside them. Then they began to sift through the equestrian's belongings.
"Well, we're not dead,"
Longshot pointed out. Shining glanced at his friend, but didn't make any response. As they continued to examine the pony's effects, Vladimir groggily came back to consciousness, the low-yield stun spell cast upon him wearing off. He looked up at the black chitin-covered figures around him, and immediately wished he was still asleep. After a while, the leader of the changelings walked up to them in a confident, authoritative manner. He stood, staring at them with no visible emotion in his glowing blue eyes, before finally speaking.
"You have trespassed upon the territory of Her Royal Highness Queen Chrysalis. shall be taken back to the Hive for judgment by the Queen and Princess, as was ordered by Her Highness herself, should the situation arise.
Princess,
Shining muttered, his attention caught.
You shall accompany us without resistance. Any resistance would be unwise.
Well then, Longshot started, a smirk on his face. Take me to your leader.
Twilight and Chrysalis briskly walked in silence through the halls of the Badlands Hive, nearing the prisons where the pony captives were under guard. On reaching the reinforced doorway, they were greeted by Cardus and his squad, who all saluted when the royals approached.
Your Highness, Cardus started, we have identified two of the equestrians, while the third we have no previous records of.
Well, who are the two we know?
Chrysalis inquired.
Could it be?
Twilight thought to herself.
One of them is the Luna Guard captain, Vladimir Vespertilio. The other one you may not be happy to see. Princess Consort and Solar Guard captain, Shining Armor.
Twilight froze as her suspicions were confirmed.
It would seem that the prince-to-be has come for his sister.
Chrysalis smirked in amusement.
Either that, or my brief time in his life made him change who he was in love with. Let them go!
All eyes turned to the changeling princess.
Your Highness, I said let them go!
Twilight demanded, obviously not willing to take no for an answer. Cardus nervously looked at Chrysalis, but when she didn't give any objections or a reaction of any kind, he relayed their princess's orders to the guards. With the guards busy, Chrysalis turned to her daughter.
Your adoptive brother lies through that door, and I doubt he'll be happy to see me. If it's okay, I would like to meet with him alone, to explain things. Of course, my daughter. Take all the time you need.
Chrysalis smiled warmly, hiding a small amount of worry.
Thank you,
Twilight said, receiving and returning an affectionate nuzzle. As the guard piled back out, Twilight took a deep breath to calm herself and then took a step forwards.
If you think this gets you out of today's flying lessons,
Chrysalis grinned. Twilight rolled her eyes before being consumed in green flames. Chitin was replaced with lavender fur, as Princess Twilight the Changeling was replaced with Twilight Sparkle the Unicorn once more. Every pony was reduced to a surprised silence as their restraints were removed, including the straps on Vlad's wings and the magical ring on Shining's horn. One by one, all the changeling guards simply left the room, leaving the three alone.
Okay, what the hey was that?
Longshot blinked.
It would appear that the Queen's claims may have been true, Shining,
Vladimir noted. Shining looked at the Thestral.
What do you mean?
I mean, who high up in their hierarchy would have any rhyme or reason to release us? On cue, the door opened, and Shining's heart soared as a familiar lavender unicorn nervously poked her head in.
Twily!
Twilight gently closed the door behind her, but before she could do anything else, she was grappled into a planet-shattering hug to end all hugs.
Oh, don't you ever scare me like that, ever!
Shining held tight onto his little sister, as if worried she may fade away.
Shiny! Can't breathe.
Oh,
Shining said sheepishly, quickly placing a gasping Twilight Dak down onto the ground.
Miss Sparkle? Vladimir greeted.
Vlad, it's good to see you again.
Twilight greeted, catching her breath.
Likewise, ma'am. This is EUP Sergeant Longshot.
Vladimir motioned to the relaxed Earth Pony beside him.
You pee?
Twilight turned back to her brother.
You were so desperate to get me back, you got the military involved?
That's part of the reason. Princess Celestia and the others are worried sick. We don't want you home, Twily.
They're not mad at me?
Her voice was sheepish, and one of her front hooves was digging little grooves in the floor.
Mad at you? Why would we ever be mad at you?
Shining remarked, surprise clear in his voice.
Oh, you know, because of the whole...
Twilight, I don't care if you're a changeling. You're my sister. You didn't attack Canterlot. You aren't like them. You are my little sister.
Shining ruffled her mane. Twilight jumped at Shining, pulling him into another, softer hug.
It's good to see you, kiddo.
Twilight broke off the hug.
Hey, Shiny, you said I'm not like the others, and you mentioned Canterlot. Well, the truth is...
I think catching up can wait until it's just us, don't you?
Shining said with a glance at the other two.
Oh, right. Well, we could talk in my room.
Your room?
A light blush came to her cheeks, and the forehoof was at it again.
Yeah, Shiny. We have a lot to talk about.
Whatever it is, Twilight, you can tell me.
Thanks, BBBFF.
She said as she nuzzled him.
Mother, could you clear the halls from here to my room? I'd rather avoid any awkward encounters on the way there. Oh, and can the others have their stuff back? Consider it done, my darling daughter.
Shining suddenly chuckled to himself.
All in all, I think this plan went off without a hitch.
Getting our plots handed to us and captured was not part of the plan, Longshot deadpanned. Twilight couldn't help but once again roll her eyes before moving towards the door.
Come on, you, follow me. Just don't touch any of my books. They're sorted just how I like them, and I don't want you knocking over a shelf.
That was one time,
Shining protested as they exited the room, leaving Longshot and Vladimir behind.
Well, that was interesting, Longshot said.
Kid, if you knew the details of half of what Twilight Sparkle gets up to in Ponyville, you would realize this is pretty tame in comparison.
Try me.
Well, there was this one report titled Lesson Zero,